The Yankees just won 2 out of 3 against the Oakland A's, and it's okay to understand that they needed a little bit of luck in the ninth inning with a triple play when Aroldis Chapman clearly struggling, and the only bad thing that Sean Murphy might have been able to do is swing at the ball when Chapman is having trouble throwing strikes. Well, he swung, and there you go. He hit into a triple play, and it wasn't all that routine, although it feels like it's getting routine for the Yankees when they're able to do it. Chapman's gotten out of jams twice. It happened against the White Sox a month ago on a Friday night to open that series, and it happened on Sunday to close out the Oakland A's. Now, if you look at what the Yankees are doing in between some of this maddening inconsistency, they are actually playing pretty well against some good teams. If you look at the standings, look who's at the top of the standings, and look at how the Yankees have played against these teams. Now, I'm going to take the AL East out of it for just a moment, and I will come back to that. But the Chicago White Sox, first place in the American League Central. Yankees swept them 3 straight at the stadium. Cleveland is second. The Yankees won 3 out of 4 against the Indians. Oakland is in first place in the West, and the Yankees just won 2 out of 3 against them. The Astros are in second place in the West, and the Yankees took 2 out of 3 against them. These are the best teams in the league, record-wise, and talent, too. And the Yankees have 1 series against them all. Now, the AL East is a different issue because of how the Yankees started against Tampa Bay, losing, what was it, 5 of the first 6. But you realize since then, they've actually won 4 out of 7, have competed better against Tampa Bay, and overall, they split a 4-game series and won 2 out of 3. So overall, winning 4 out of 7 against the Tampa Bay Rays, who gave them a lot of fits. The Red Sox, different story, swept by the Red Sox. However, it's the first time they'd faced them all year. There are a lot more games left against the Boston Red Sox, including coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Fenway Park. Now, be the Yankees' first trip there. The crucial stretch for the Yankees is going to be about a month from now. Coming out of the All-Star break, the Yankees from July 15th to the 29th, that's 2 weeks, they will play in 13 games. They will play the Red Sox 8 times. And the Rays 3 times, 2 against the Phillies in between there. But the 3 against the Rays are going to be at Tropicana Field, and the 8 against the Red Sox are coming in 4-game series, one here in New York and one in Boston, with the 2 games against the Phillies sandwiched in between. That's going to be, that's going to be war, right? Yankees and Red Sox right out of the All-Star break playing 8 out of 10 times, and right now they're jockeying for position right there, and the Yankees have gained a lot of ground on the Red Sox over the course of, they've gained a lot of ground on first place over the course of the last week. It started out bad when they were 9 games out at the start of the week, but the 3 come-from-behind wins against the Blue Jays, and then winning 2 out of 3 against Oakland have moved the Yankees to a much better position, and it's hard to know exactly where to be with these, with this Yankee team. When they win, you start thinking that they're going to get on a roll. When they lose, you just think that they're going nowhere fast. And that's kind of how the first 2.5 months of the season have played out. And okay, yeah, I get it. The Yankees are 5 games over .500. They're really not all that consistent. They haven't fallen under .500 yet, and they came dangerously close. But what kind of gives you some hope is when you see how they play against the good teams here and how they play in close games. It's one thing when the Yankees were this offensive juggernaut and were blasting through teams, and you'd say, well, they can't win close games, they don't win close games, and blah, 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 this and that. They're winning a lot of close games. And maybe that gives you, a little bit of pause, because you'd rather they blow people out, right? Well, when you're searching for an identity and you're searching for a team, you're wondering if they have anything inside. And for the first couple of months, that's a lot of what I heard from fans on the radio and on Twitter, that this team just didn't have any guts. You didn't like their heart. You didn't like what they had inside. Well, they're showing you a lot over the course of these last couple of weeks here, last couple of series especially. If you think about the games that they fell behind against the Blue Jays and then scored late in every single one of them to erase leads and come from behind and win. And they did it again against the A's over the weekend. And then the triple play aided, kept the team from melting down in this last victory here. And there's a little bit of luck involved there, too. But, you're still talking about converting, and a team that isn't necessarily all that good defensively has turned three triple plays in a month, and two of them in the ninth inning, holding on to one-run leads. So they've made some plays when they needed to, and the Yankees clearly have some issues still. And a lot of it's with the players that are here and trying to figure out what moves they do need to make. But for at least for a week, Aaron Boone is pushing a lot of the right buttons. If you think back to the Toronto series, he had three times he went to his bench to pinch hit late, and all three times got big hits to drive in runs and help bring the team back and win those games. He made a decision over the weekend to flip Gary Sanchez up to the three hole, finally taking advantage of what has been a hot Gary Sanchez. And Sanchez made a huge difference on Saturday and Sunday with big at bats out of the three hole. Gleyber Torres had been there. He has continued to struggle. A couple of starts and stops. That weekend series against the White Sox a month ago, Torres was on fire, drove in eight runs, and you thought, okay, here it comes. It's really not. He has not found the power. DJ LeMahieu has started to. He's started to drive the ball, extra base hits, and it's not all home runs, not what I'm talking about when I say power, but he has started to drive the ball, and he started to really hit the ball with authority that we were used to seeing from DJ LeMahieu over the last couple of years. It gives you some hope that maybe he's starting to turn the corner a little bit. Maybe he's hitting a little bit of bad luck. Gleyber Torres, on the other hand, is not close to turning that corner, and you're starting to wonder what's happening here. He's hitting the ball softly, very low exit velocity, among the lowest in all of baseball. He is hitting for no power. That's not the Gleyber Torres that you're used to seeing. And if the Yankees are going to realize the full potential of their lineup, and in the course of this last week between the Blue Jays series and the A's series, Yankees didn't really light up the scoreboard. They had three games in the past six in which they were held to four or fewer hits, including just three hits in this 2-1 victory over the A's, which they got bailed out with a triple play at the end. So the Yankees offense is still searching here for some consistency and the firepower that they all know they have. They've all been telling us that they have, and they've been telling us that it's coming out sooner or later. And DJ LeMahieu is starting to bring it. Giancarlo Stanton, you've seen him, you know, basically I think we all agree that Giancarlo Stanton is just a streaky hitter, and you live and die with the streaks, hot and cold. And, he had a big game on Saturday, reaching base four times. And you like to think, okay, maybe you're in a bit of a hot streak right now, and you see what happens there. Gary Sanchez has turned things around amazingly. Aaron Judge has had a really good year, although he had a bad week here and has cooled off. And I think it's at least worth asking if he's fully healthy, because if you remember a week ago, he sat out the final game in Philadelphia because of back spasms. And the Yankees gave him an off day, and then they started that series against the Blue Jays in Buffalo, and he's been in the lineup. However, in the week since, Aaron Judge is 5 for 25, all singles, 14 strikeouts, only two walks. That's since sitting out with back spasms. It's worth wondering if he's healthy enough, if he's hiding it. Listen, if he told them that it is still bothering him, they would not be playing him in this lineup. He's too important for the team. But if he's hiding it and trying to play through it, well, it's not the first time. It wouldn't be the first time that's happened. Judge had a shoulder issue after the Home Run Derby in 2017, and he slumped badly for about a month and a half. He actually did tell them, but at the time they were fighting through some injuries and needed to keep some semblance of a lineup together as they're trying to struggle through that season and find their footing, and Judge played through it. At this point in time, I would think the Yankees are in a spot where they can't afford to lose him. So I would think that they believe he's healthy and ready to go. And if Judge is playing through anything, maybe he's keeping it to himself. That's pure speculation on my part. I will admit that. But he did have a very bad week after an issue with back spasms a week ago and not hitting the ball with any power in the course of this last week, 14 strikeouts. So we'll see how he comes back off the off day. And remember, there's a very big series with the Red Sox coming up. Gary Sanchez will cool off at some point, but man, how great is it to see the month he's put together rewarding the Yankees' patience patience with him and kind of retooling his swing. You notice that leg kick isn't there anymore, and he was almost a prisoner to that leg kick, and it appeared to be everything was throwing off his timing and just not letting him get going. Well, the leg kick has pretty much disappeared, and he's destroying baseballs in the course of the last couple of weeks. This is why the Yankees did not just cut bait with him. A lot of reasons, but as frustrating as it has been to see what he's done over the last couple of years, I know it hasn't been just a short stretch. It was worth the discussion, at least in the winter, whether or not you bring Gary Sanchez back, especially at a $5, $6 million price tag. But there isn't a lot of catching to be had, and it's not an offensive position really anywhere throughout the league. So if you had a guy who had some potential to do this, even for a short period of time, not even the whole season, this is the kind of production that catchers all over the league are not giving you, this kind of production, and not even in short bursts. If Gary Sanchez doesn't do this particular thing again the rest of the season, he's really helped the Yankees at a crucial spot. And he might level off here. He probably will. But the fact that this is here and this is in there, the confidence is there, and the Yankees are, the Yankees are loving this, not because it's an I told you so, we told you it was coming, but the fact that they need offense from somewhere. There are plenty of places they're not getting it, and the fact that Gary Sanchez is able to bring it back to them, it's huge right now for Sanchez and for the Yankees. If they can get DJ LeMahieu really going full bore here, if Gleyber Torres can find any sort of power here, if he's able to be the hitter that you knew he was and saw him a couple of years ago, and if Aaron Judge can kind of work through this little rut that he's been in lately in this past week and get back to having what was what is still to this point an all-star type of season and in the MVP discussion type of season, well, the Yankees might find themselves really firing away offensively and becoming a really dangerous team. Right now, they're a kind of a dangerous team because this is kind of in there and they're streaking, starting and stopping. Their pitching is held up pretty well. Jameson Taillon has been kind of a disaster, and we'll see what happens with Gerrit Cole going forward, but he's made two starts in a row under heavy scrutiny because of all the sticky stuff and everything that's flying around with that, under heavy scrutiny, and he's pitched pretty well. We'll see how he follows that up. He's got a big week coming up with the Royals and the Red Sox. Hey, I want to remind you, talk like this, you can get delivered right to you. Mets reports from Ed Coleman and Yankees reports from me. They are on the WFAN Baseball Insiders podcast. You can get them at Odyssey and at Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe and you get conversations just like this delivered right to you. I bring you my Yankee conversations every Monday and Friday during the week delivered right to you. So make sure you check that out. And as always, I appreciate you listening.